Lyle and Eric Menendez killed their parents. But why? What drove them to murder?
Everybody thinks we were this perfect family, but we were a disaster.
Tuesdays, Emmy winner Edie Falco stars in the compelling true story of the tragic crime that destroyed a family and shocked America.
What these boys did is not the issue. It's why they did it.
From executive producer Dick Wolf, Law & Order True Crime, The Menendez Murders. Right after This Is Us, Tuesdays on NBC.
Charlie Brennan, Voice of St. Louis. Our next guest has 8,000 employees. He runs a $2.5 billion company with 100 locations. And this week he's unveiling a plaza. It's actually a little park within a park. It's called the Bob Chapman Plaza. It's at the southwest corner of Forsyth and Brentwood in the city of Clayton, where there was this section of Shaw Park that was so steep, it was almost a liability for the city of Clayton. So they went to Chapman, who's the CEO of Barry Waymiller, Bob Chapman. They said, what can you do? And this week you're going to unveil this almost three-story waterfall there that's quite grand.
Yeah, well, it's our family. It's kind of in honor of my mother and father to kind of give back to this community that's been so meaningful to our family since, you know, I was born and raised in Ferguson. Clayton was always this special place that we would visit as young kids, you know, the nice part of town, and come over to Clayton. And when the Clayton Century Foundation approached us about what we might do to the 100th anniversary of Shaw Park, we kind of challenged them, what is your vision? Because we were very much inspired by Forest Park Forever, the tremendous transformation of that place we're all proud of in St. Louis. So inspired by what happened in Forest Park, we said, what's your vision for the total of Shaw Park? And that led to about a year and a half work together to kind of create a vision for the whole park, to create kind of a Central Park pride in our community for Shaw Park. So, you know, the
idea, public space that everybody can enjoy.
Yeah. Everybody gets to enjoy.
John Kenneth Galbraith once wrote, it was called Private Opulence, Public Squalor. He thought too many public spaces were not interesting. And so you're part of this movement, like Forest Park Forever and others, to make sure the public space is really inviting. And in this case, I hope our listeners go to that corner to see, because it's a pretty astounding change. You took nothing and made it something.
Well, you know, again, the idea is we all face challenges in life. And my experience in working with Gene Mackey, the architect who passed away this year, was very significant in St. Louis. We quite often experience some challenges, and that causes us to think differently in challenges. And so when you look at that corner, which just simply had a sign, a wooden sign that said Shaw Park, it didn't invite you into it. It didn't really draw your interest. So the idea was to take that corner, which is a major corner in the city, you know, in our community, Brentwood and Forsyth, and to create something that would invite you in to experience the park, because, you know, there's dramatic growth in apartments, there's dramatic growth in the Centene complex. So the total experience for people who live and work there, we thought this would be a great opportunity. So we took the challenge of the hill and said, well, what are we going to do on a hill? Well, what does a waterfall need? It needs a hill. And so we created this, what we hope to be very natural. We hope people think it's been there for 100 years.
Good. Well, it's got stone, I understand, from New York, Colorado, and Missouri. You've got Ipe wood trellises. You also have just a pavilion there, I guess, for events. And you are here today to encourage more donations from the business community to the greater St. Louis community.
Right. I think we all have an obligation to kind of give back to the community that gave us an opportunity to be in existence. And so I think our family, stimulated by my mother and father's love of this community, wanted to do something to give back to everybody. And this gave us a unique opportunity to do that. And you know, and we hope it stimulates further interest. I mean, again, as a St. Louis and raised in St. Louis, I was always proud. I always enjoyed Forest Park, even though it was kind of run down and, you know, and the bridges were kind of broken and the roads were kind of dilapidated. But Forest Park Forever, to me, brought back to our city a great sense of pride. And so I drove through right before this began. I happened to drive down through Forest Park Forever at Forest Park and experienced the breadth of activities of people in our university, our medical center, our community, experiencing the park, biking or hiking or golfing or dining. And so I wanted to, you know, kind of at the other end of Forsyth Boulevard, one end of Forest Park, the other Shaw Park, kind of replicate that for the community with a sense of pride. So our family was very privileged, again, stimulated by my mother's death this past year at age 96, give something back to the community that I think has great values, and it's a great place to raise a family, and I think this is a family experience.
Well, thank you for your generosity, and I'm sorry for your loss. This will be a poignant ribbon cutting this week at the Chapman Plaza. And wow, you've taken Barry Waymiller from a $20 million company in 1988 to about $2.5 billion in revenues this year, maybe three.
Almost $3
billion. Almost three. Wow. Yeah. Does anyone ever ask you, where's Barry? Do people think there's a Barry Waymiller?
They sometimes call him Mr. Waymiller.
Yeah, exactly. I was wondering.
I remember Mr. Barry and Mr. Waymiller were two German brothers. They were brother-in-laws. And in 1885, they had this idea of a little machine shop down in North St. Louis to make asphalt stamping equipment that ended up then with Anheuser-Busch creating the first pasteurizers so they could ship beer.
Bob, we have 30 seconds to go. Do you think St. Louis will be the headquarters for the second Amazon headquarters?
I think it ought to be a serious consider because this is a great place for people with great work ethic and great values. So I think Amazon would be smart in picking St. Louis, and I think it is, you know, having lived all my life here, I think it'd be a wonderful place. And I think given the significance of the scale of their operations, I think it'd be wonderful for our community to have them be a part of it.
And this week, folks, the community can see the northeast section of Shaw Park at Brentwood and Forsyth Chapman Plaza unveiled this week. Multi-million dollar garden and park, three-story waterfall, maybe taller than that. Bob Chapman, Barry Waymiller, thanks for joining us again on KMOX.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Speaking of Ferguson, it must be Ferguson Day because Michael McDonald's with us next hour.
Lyle and Eric Menendez killed their parents. But why? What drove them to murder?
Everybody thinks we were this perfect family, but we were a disaster.
Tuesdays, Emmy winner Edie Falco stars in the compelling true story of the tragic crime that destroyed a family and shocked America.
What these boys did is not the issue. It's why they did it.
From executive producer Dick Wolf, Law & Order True Crime, The Menendez Murders. Right after This Is Us, Tuesdays on NBC.